The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. Or you can also text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. Little UFC talk, little Rona talk, little sports talk, a little bit of everything. And I wanted to get to this because Bryan Adams is one of my wife's favorite musicians because he's Canadian.
And the summer of 69.
Yeah, that's like one of her favorite songs. But I saw he was trending this morning. Did you see why?
I did not.
Oh, boy. So... It felt like
I saw
like
he was trending. I didn't click on it, though. Usually, if I see someone I'm interested in, I'll click on it to see what's going on. But I don't care about Bryan Adams from anybody, so I didn't click.
Yeah, I'm not a real big fan of his. Don't tell Val that. But I just assumed it was a drunk tweet because he sends this out. Tonight was supposed to be the beginning of a tenancy of gigs at the Royal Albert Hall in London. But thanks to some bleeping, bat-eating, wet-market animal-selling, virus-making, greedy bastards, the whole world is now on hold, not to mention the thousands that have suffered or died from this virus. My message to them, other than thanks a bleeping lot, is go vegan.
Oh, boy.
yeah, I mean...
Was he hacked?
No. He did cuts like a knife on his Instagram page and then wrote that on there. Now... Allegedly, he doesn't do drugs or drink and is like real health nut and a big vegan guy. Uh-huh. So first off, if your message is to try to tell me to go vegan and not eat bat, not really related, Brian. I'm not going to go eat bat.
Well, to be fair, vegans don't eat bats.
No, they don't.
But... Some non-vegans do eat bats. Vegans don't eat bats, period.
Well... If you want me to go vegan, I'm not going to run to you, buddy. It's just not going to happen. But, yeah, I was stunned to see. Of course, he's getting ripped by everybody for, I don't know that it's not, I mean, thanks to some bleeping bat-eating wet market animal selling. I don't know what that is.
The wet markets are the places where they sell those, like people are selling bats to eat and things like that.
Yeah, but so yeah, I thought. Of course, now when I see trending, I assume they're dead, right?
Yeah, it's always I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
So I just thought he got the Rona and died or something, but nope, he just went off
hanging around.
I think people are just getting really frustrated, and I think we talked about it a few months ago that mid-June would be people's breaking point. I think that's happening a lot sooner than people think.
Might be.
Yeah. And just on a touring note, I saw that Shinedown is still planning to do their summer tour. I think they rescheduled their May show here for either August or September. And it was like, oh, we've already put it off once. I think you're going to have to put it off again. I hate to break it to you. I just don't see concerts happening. And I know that's, like, we don't think of musicians as suffering like that. The reality is most of them make, you know, it's just like anything else. We talk about the ones that make a ton of money, but the mid-level bands make most of their money touring, and guess what? They can't do it right now. But 832 says, maybe bat tastes like crow. I sure hope it tastes better than crow. That was the worst crap I've ever put in my body. And
that's saying something.
All for the attempt at you know, making radio fun.
Right.
So, Jacob says, what are the odds MLB uses scab players if they can't come to an agreement with ML, BPA. I don't think that's going to happen because, I mean, the minor leagues you really don't have right now. And I you'd have to get those guys ready. I think they'll either come to an agreement or they won't have a season. And here's kind of the dirty little secret. I think there's some sports owners that would rather not have a season than have one without fans.
I think so, too. Because then they wouldn't have to pay anything.
No. And, yeah, they'll miss out on the TV money. But a lot of these teams that, you know, a lot of these smaller market teams aren't making a ton. You know, they, especially baseball, they, you know, they get money from the luxury tax guys. And I can't imagine Tampa makes a ton of money.
No.
And it's probably easier to say, look, if we're not going to have fans, because that team, even last year, as good as they were, didn't start getting fans until the playoffs. So, you know, I think there's a lot of guys that just say, you know what, we're okay not playing this year. And you look at the NBA, a lot of these teams that are just garbage, I'm pretty sure their owners are thinking the same thing. I mean, are we really going to make enough TV money back off of this for it to even be, you know, for it to even be useful for us?
Good question.
And I don't know, it's going to be a very different world. No question.
It already is.
Well, I mean, once sports comes back, that, I mean, not just not having fans, I think you'll see contraction. And I don't know that that's a bad thing, because fewer teams means more good players out there, and they can't all play for one team. And, you know, I think it's definitely going to change the sports landscape, which maybe not for the worst. I don't know. But Jacob says, Tyson minus 1,000 against Roy Jones Jr., Tyson minus 500 against A.J. Hoffman.
No.
Give me three more opponents and handicap him.
No. I'll take Tyson minus 500 literally for my entire house.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to figure out how everybody at the station could beat Tyson at once.
Yeah.
And we're going to put A.J. in there? No. No.
No thanks.
I don't think that would fly. But, yeah, minus 500, I'd have to bet against you.
Thank you.
So, apparently, one of the businesses we've talked a lot about is sports betting. And apparently the number now that they have taken is a $43 billion hit since this started.
Yeesh.
Which doesn't shock me. But this was supposed to be, like, Colorado was supposed to open today. And for sports betting. Well, there's still sports to bet. But I know some of us, you know, obviously, you know UFC, so you're playing that. And I'm still on the horses. But there's, like, are people really going to be confident enough to start betting NASCAR and Bundesliga?
It's going to happen.
I mean, I think they will, but I think most of it's just going to be recreational money, right? You're not going to get serious about that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's, if that's your thing.
Yeah, but it's certainly not going to generate what the NFL generates, or even college football.
No.
But
at least not in the U.S. markets.
And the big thing that they lost, and we kind of forget about that now, is the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And I know that was a big deal for you. Nevada sportsbooks took in $141.2 million in March, down 72% from February and 76% from March 2019.
Damn.
Which tells you how much that tournament gets played.
Yeah, that's
people.
A generator, man. That's tough. That's a tough loss. And that's when I kind of knew it was serious, because if they were canceling the NCAA tournament, I was like, dude, this is no joke. This is, if that's happening, it's the real deal, because that's a ton of money with, you know, it doesn't cost the NCAA much to put that thing on, and they get all the money from it. They're not paying the players. It's just that's a bonanza of bucks.
Yeah, and wow, when they pulled teams off the court at the conference tournament, that was like, okay, now it's serious. But I know sports betting is hurting. I lost $67 on the UFC fights this weekend. Just something to bet money on, and my bookie texted me and asked for it.
Hey, let me get that 67.
Yeah.
That's
Come
funny.
Come on, guys. Yeah, it's, but, you know, I don't feel too sorry for the sports books. They do just fine. And, but again, we'll have to see how the long-term impact goes. And, you know, I think a lot of these books, you know, Vegas especially doesn't make its money on sports betting. We've talked about that a lot. It doesn't make its money on poker. It's people sitting there pulling the slots and playing the table games, and that's what carries everything. And, you know, they can take a loss on sports and still be up for the year. I still wouldn't be shocked if sportsbooks wind up with a profit by the end of the year.
Nope. They'll find a way.
2-1 says, I'll be betting the bleep out of NASCAR if there was stretches where that was my number one sport. I guarantee you the number is going to be up. No question. I mean, people are desperate for stuff to play. And a lot of people are just stuck at home. And, you know, hey, get online, throw a bet down, and gives you a rooting interest. I will probably not be betting NASCAR because I have no clue.
Same.
I can't even tell you who the good drivers are now.
No, I can't either.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. 713 says, I can't believe y'all aren't betting NASCAR when you have one of the best handicappers in the world in Trey on speed dial. If I get that desperate, I will definitely hit Trey up. There's no question. But don't get me wrong, I will be hitting up Jerry Bowe for Bundesliga because that dude knows his soccer, and I don't know anything about that league. I was having fun betting the Premier League. Up until about 2 weeks before the end of the season, Liverpool team totals were just gold. I mean, they were just killing it. And so I was making a bunch of money on that. But yeah, I'll probably, you know, I'll watch a week and then I'll start betting it. Couple of things. Lamont says, surprised we haven't heard some dust in the wind. We lost at least 4 celebrities this weekend. But we lost, was it Roy from Siegfried and Roy was one of them? I think.
I think it was Roy.
Yeah. Once again, the Tiger virus.
Yep.
But well, and we just heard like a week ago that he had it. Next thing you know, he dies. Jerry Stiller. Who are the other ones?
I don't know. I knew Jerry Stiller.
Of course, he was 90. I mean,
yeah, he was there.
Yeah, I don't think Jerry Stiller didn't die from coronavirus.
He didn't die from corona. No. But did Roy die from coronavirus?
I think he did, yeah.
I didn't even know he died.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
So, but yeah, Jerry, Little Richard, somebody mentioned, forgot about him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what he died of, but he was getting up there too. I mean, some of these people just had a good run. Dude, you give me 90?
Oh, yeah.
Like Jerry Stiller, I'll be like, okay, I'm ready now. Take me, Rona. Don't know if you well, I want to respond to Jeff here real quick because Betty Wright did not die, did she?
No.
Mayo says Betty Wright, that she did not die.
Betty Wright?
No, I think he means Betty White, but
I don't think Betty White died for sure.
No, she's American treasure. And you know what? If there's ever going to be old person porn I want to see, I want to see Betty White and Willie Nelson, two of our greatest treasures. Let them hook up.
That'd be hot.
I don't want either one of those to ever die.
That'll happen. It's coming, though. I just hope it's natural causes.
I hope they make it to 100, both of them. But after they make the porno, I would pay for that.
Yeah, Roy Horn, best known as half of Secret and Roy, died May 8th from complications of coronavirus.
Damn. I didn't know it was Betty coronavirus.
Wright Betty Wright is a blues singer. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thank
I'm not
God.
Familiar with her work.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
Corey just texted me that. So, yeah, I'm not familiar with her work. But Tyler says, if the Belmont goes off before the Derby, do you see a 20-horse field? They actually did a thing today where if they run the Belmont and the Preakness before the Derby, that those will be points races for the Derby. So I still don't know. I mean, my hope is they kind of push them back after the Derby so you can have some semblance of a Triple Crown. But it's going to be so screwy this year anyway because the horses that are good now may not be good then. It just so I don't know. But somebody mentioned a bunch of her songs, or none of which I've ever heard of. So I will not apologize for not knowing who that is. But yeah, it's you know, that's what old people do. They die, as they once said in old school. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this. We didn't break into a lot of schedule stuff, but there's a kind of a conspiracy theory going around, and the NFL says it was just a scheduling twist.
Yeah.
That there's only one conflict between a Bucs game and a Patriots game if you want to watch them both. So
you could watch them both every week?
Except for one, yeah.
Well, it helps. I mean, obviously the Bucs are on primetime a lot. So that helps.
Yeah, the conspiracy is that they want Patriots fans to get to see Tom Brady. But I think it's almost impossible to do that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said last week when we talked about this, I don't know how much of the schedule is real anyway, Fred. I mean, do we really have any idea?
If I had to guess, half at the most.
That's my guess. So I'm not getting worked up over anything schedule related.
Yeah, but...
because it's all nonsense.
So...
are you doing your show outside today?
Huh?
Are you doing your show outside today?
No, why?
Oh, it sounds like the wind keeps blowing.
Oh, no, that's because I don't have a mic cover on this thing. It's probably me breathing.
Oh, geez, Fred. So. I'm going to be the listener that gets annoyed by you breathing now.
Fine, I'll stop breathing.
Stop breathing. Just do the rest of the show without breathing, please.
Yeah, I've got to go by the office. I've got one there that I'm going to put on it. So
okay.
That'll help. But no, I'm inside as usual because there's construction going on outside. There's thousands of cars driving by. Nobody apparently in this part of town has realized you're not supposed to be out all the time. So
they didn't get the memo?
No. Well, to be fair, this street that I live on is one of the feeds into downtown. But like, I had to drop the wife off this morning. I was like, what are you people doing out here? She doesn't have a spot in her garage, so she's been driving to work and parking on the street. She finally got a warning yesterday that they're going to start ticketing again if you don't put money in the meters. So I'm back to being her Uber driver.
Ah.
So. Yeah, May is saying, I'm shocked you don't know her. Sorry, I don't, you know, not anyone I've heard of. So I don't know everybody out there, man. Like, I can tell you every obscure guitarist from the 80s that dies. But, you know, that's my area of interest. Somebody asks, can horses get the Rona? I don't think so, but I don't think they're out there actively testing. I mean, they're testing them for steroids and other stuff, but I don't think they're actually trying to see if they have the Rona. I'm sure they can if tigers can get it.
I mean, yeah, dogs, cats.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that is actually true, but...
are you saying there's fake news out there?
There's a lot of fake news out there. There's a lot of scare tactics. There's a lot of, you know, I've gotten to where I can barely pay any attention to what's coming across the news cycles because everything is geared towards worst case scenario stuff. Oh, your pets can get it. Oh, this many people might die. It's like enough already. I mean, give me what your best guess is because that's all there is. All right, I'm going to adjust this microphone. Is that better?
That is a little better, yeah.
Okay, cool. The thing, here's another thing that kind of drives me nuts while we're on the subject. I have friends who every day watch Trump's briefing just so they can bitch about it.
I thought he stopped doing the briefings every day.
No, he did one yesterday, and apparently he told a reporter, she asked him some question about how safe it is or whatever, and he's like, ask China. And that set everybody off. And it's like, if you're aggravated by everything the guy says, why are you watching?
Well, I mean, because he's supposedly giving out information that could be valuable to people. But I learned early on in those things, that's not what it's about. It's about, these are the things I'm doing well. And if you want to talk about anything that's not going well, he ain't really here for that. So I've found it's better to just read about what he said, and you'll figure out if there was anything valuable that you missed.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, I don't think there's a lot coming out of those that's useful news. So, you know, just why get worked up over it? I mean, this has been going on for 2 months, and you really have to get mad over something like that? Just quit paying attention. I mean, I'm almost going to have to block these guys. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I've got a couple other things that I really want to get to, but hopefully we'll have Jerome Solomon on next and get caught up with him, see what he's doing. But there's a few things yet to get to, so as we reach the halfway point of the show, have no fear. There's plenty of stuff left on the agenda, sportsy and non-sportsy, including the potential replacements for Booger McFarland, and one guy not on the list that everybody seems to want. So,
all right.
Hey, before we go to break, I just want to tell everybody, this is the last day I'm offering up the sequel to Jesus. If you want it, you can pay for it or you can have it for free. I don't care. But it's going to go into the publishing process next week. So I've been giving those away for people to have something to read, or if they want to buy it, great. It's just a PDF format. If you want to know how the story turned out, then hit me up on email, fower975@gmail.com, and we will go from there. I will be happy to send it to you. And if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. I'll send it to you anyway. All right.
I got to tell you about CBDMD. And they are a trusted leader in the CBD industry. They've got a ton of options. Classic CBD oil tinctures, gummies, sleep products, topical creams, CBD for your pets. I love the CBD Freeze. Someone was asking me about it this week. I sent them there. It's great for after workouts. If you're sore, you got muscle pain, joint pain, you roll that. It's like a menthol CBD blend. You roll it on, and it's cooling, and it takes effect almost immediately. And it's all highly tested for safety, purity, effectiveness. You're getting the highest quality product is what you're getting. And I've been an advocate of CBD for a long time. CBDMD.com is making it even easier because their prices are great compared to the other guys. A lot of CBD, cheap CBD is not great, and great CBD used to not be cheap. And now CBDMD is giving you great CBD at a great price. And you can get an even better price. You go to CBDMD.com, use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. You'll save 20% on your purchase. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What, sex drive goes in neutral during a pandemic? No.
It actually gets, what is it? Time is the devil's workshop. Or something, I don't know.
Devil's hands are idle workshops.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop, right.
Stitch in time, devil's milk.
Guess what everybody's got? Idle time. So they're either playing poker or smashing.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And Tyler just told me Jerome's not going to make it. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess he's got things to do. So, but we'll catch up with him. And a couple of people who missed the email, faour975@gmail.com. And like I said, if you can pay for it, great. If you can't, that's fine. Just enjoy it and hopefully gives you something entertaining during these Rona times. Not as good as the first, but very different. I mean, I spent 20 years on the first one. I spent about a year on this one. So, but happy to share it. So, would you like to hear these potential booger replacements?
Sure.
Okay.
Greasy is the guy that I've heard is the favorite.
He is. They have seven of them. They have Kirk Herbstreit seventh. I know he said that he wants to stay on college. I think he'd be really good, but do you really want to weaken your college coverage by taking away kind of your star of the show there? Yeah, Greasy is number six. He kind of feels like the easy choice. Maybe a safe choice. Another one they mentioned, Dan Orlovsky.
Okay.
I'd be intrigued by him. He does seem to have a good personality.
They're all over the disappointing, you know, lifetime backup QB angle, huh?
Well, yeah, that's a thing. But most of the time, the backup quarterbacks probably know as much as the starters.
Yeah.
About the game. They just can't play. Louis Riddick.
Okay. It seems like a different way to go, but yeah, I'd be okay trying it out. All these guys, I'd have to hear them before I could commit.
Yeah, because you don't know. It's a different role, obviously. Here's the one that I think you will love, Mina Kimes.
Oh, no. You already know what I think about this.
Number two on the list is an interesting one because I think he's really good on NFL Today. He's really awful on Good Morning Football, Nate Burleson.
Yeah, I don't know much about Nate.
Yeah, I think he's very smart guy, very talented. And that Good Morning Football, they just do so many bits that it's really off-putting. But on the NFL Today, he's pretty good. So in that role, I think he might work out pretty well. I'd like to see it. And then number one on the list, they have Kurt Warner.
No thanks.
Yeah,
he's too sanctimonious. It's that's no good for me.
Well, I've heard him on radio, and he's okay, but I'm not feeling that. The guy who's not on the list, and it's funny because I already have three texts. Why not Pat McAfee? There seems to be a lot of people out there that would love to see that, but he basically says it's not going to happen. And I think he'd be entertaining as hell. I mean, I think that guy's kind of a rising star. Maybe that's not the right role. But
yeah, I think that would kind of put a harness on him and would maybe make him less funny, less enjoyable.
Yeah, because they're not going to let him do everything he wants on there. I just don't see it happening. But I'd like to see it. But those are your contenders. I think I'd probably like to see Riddick or Burleson would be my choices. I mean, I actually like Herbstreit a lot. I just don't think that's in the cards.
Yeah, same.
And you know, I like having him on college football. I know anytime Ohio State plays, the other team's fans hate him.
Yep.
But I think he does a really good job. So.
Well, and really, if he's playing against your team, you hate him because everybody thinks that he's just biased no matter which way you look at it.
That's true. Which is the same thing they think about Joe Buck. But, yeah, Mina Kimes, that's going to be your choice.
Oy. All right. ESPN's just desperate to get her into some kind of a meaningful role, aren't they?
It feels like it.
Like whatever they can do. They're just like, where can we fit her? We think she's great, but there's just not really, like, there's not really a job that screams, hey, this is what she should be doing. So they're just, I think you'll hear a lot of rumors about what she's going to do, but I don't know if they really know what to do with her.
Well, I think they have the same problem with Katie Nolan, who I like a lot. I think she's really talented, but they went and hired her, and then where is she?
I mean, yeah.
I think that one I don't really get, but to me, there's a lot of things she could be doing, and you know, that's always a challenge if you got somebody good that you want to move up, is finding the right role for them, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
Somebody asked me if I saw that I was getting ripped on Barstool. I did. I'm happy.
Yeah. Hey, I need to make a really professional broadcasting move here and take my headset off so I can open my door and let the cat out, because the cat now has decided he wants to leave this room, so he's meowing. I'll be right back.
All right, you do that. That's hey, I've had to I had to let the wife in while we were broadcasting, so there's that. But so, Tyler, I don't know if you heard, but we bottled the beer last Friday, and as soon as it's got the labels on it, I'm going to have one with your name on it, buddy.
Well, I will drink it.
Here I am.
Ah.
Thank
but
you.
But it turned out really well. I think you guys will like it. It's better than the test batch that they brought up here. And we've got – it's aging right now in Whitmire's barrels. So the non-age version will be out, I think, a week from Sunday is the goal, but we'll see. But I have one for both you guys and for Aaron and for Jerry Bow and a couple other folks at the station who I actually like. So 832 says, did you guys see Twitter employees can work from home for life? Lucky-ass bastards. I mean, why wouldn't you if you work for Twitter? I mean, that's kind of the whole thing, right?
I think there's going to be a lot of companies who realize – you know, not only do we not need everybody in an office, I think there's going to be a lot more people working from home, period. But that means that the businesses that do have brick and mortar, they're not going to have as big of them. I mean, you don't need as much space. I mean, our radio station, we were talking about this today, we could basically cut off half of it and still really be fine if we had to.
Yeah, and even with all the website people, they don't really need to be there either. And we've kind of been learning this from our meetings and stuff. We can do those from home.
Yep.
And we can communicate over email. It's not like, you know, we need to be face to face. And if we don't, do we really need an entire floor? And I mean, I think that's a very fair question, because, and I think you're going to see a lot of that because, and I've talked about this before, I think we're very fortunate that this happened in this time in history, because if it had been 20 years ago, maybe 5% of the people who are working from home could do it. And the fact that we can, I think it'll change some things moving forward, but I think a lot of us are lucky to still have jobs because we can do it from home.
Yep.
Cause if, you know, we couldn't, I don't know where we'd be right now. Tyler says, I think Andre Ware would be good for Monday Night Football. I like Andre a lot on college football. And I don't – and maybe if you weren't having to homer it up for the Texans, I'd like him better on the Texans. But I think he's really good at college football. And I love it when I hear his voice on a game, on a random game on a Saturday. But, yeah, I don't know. I think – they said, I think I'd rather hear Nate Burleson or Lewis Riddick get a shot at that first. But – he's good at college football. It's hard to listen to a home team broadcast and not, you know, I mean, that's part of their job, is to be homers. So he says a lot of people in the corporate world perform better in the office than they do at home is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know,
then find guys who perform well in whatever situation they're in.
Yeah, I feel like if I don't trust the guys to do what they're supposed to be doing at home, then I've got the wrong people.
Yep.
And I know we talk about this a lot, about you want people who are not bare minimum people.
Yeah.
And it's bare minimum people, yeah, probably not good for them working at home. But if you get the right people, you don't have to worry about that. So we say Craig Way would be a good one, but he's not leaving Texas. Craig's a play-by-play guy. And, yeah, do I think he'd be good doing play-by-play on Monday Night Football? Absolutely. But, yeah, he's got a pretty good gig with the Longhorns.
Yeah, they take pretty good care of him there.
Yeah. So I can't see that. I do think he's really good at play-by-play. And, you know, again, there's a little homerism there, but it's not as prevalent as it is with a lot of guys. You can hear his disappointment when the Longhorns lose. There's no question. But 832 says, due to the ability to day drink, my productivity has gone up by working from home.
There you go.
Ah, hey, whatever it takes, man. Sometimes you just need that little extra bump. So, hey, my employer advertises on 610. Have your commercial spots gotten any more affordable? I mentioned using you if you could spring it, and he seemed to really like the idea. Yeah, we've got some great deals going on for people right now. So
we're definitely cheaper than 610's rates. How about that?
Yeah, and not only that, we're doing all kinds of things for our advertisers right now. It's actually the perfect time to jump in. Contact Todd, and it's also on the website where if you want to advertise, you can just click on that and get it right there. But yeah, if you're going to do it, now is about as affordable a time as you can get, and find out if it works for you. Find out if you get some response from it, and if you do, then it'll be a good deal for you. So 713 says, I need to get AJ on there so he can talk about how everybody sucks at all times. That would be hilarious. But just like Pat McAfee, I think AJ would make it 2 weeks before he got fired.
Yeah, I wouldn't do well.
I think the first time you got out there and called Roethlisberger rapey, that would probably be the end of it.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at even doing like high school football. The only reason I kept getting paid to do it is because I had like a brand name in that town, so people would like they knew I'd talk about it on my radio show, so they were like, "Oh, we'll just pay this guy to maybe some people will listen." And they basically used me to get some advertisers attached to the broadcast, which is fine. But I also got in a lot of trouble because I would just say, "God, this guy's terrible." And that was at high school games.
Guy, do you imagine you in the NFL?
No.
Oh, man. I think it'd be entertaining as hell. I would pay to listen to that for both weeks that you were there. This week one, you might hold back a little bit, but then week two, you're like, oh, no, I got to be myself.
Got to be me.
And, yeah, and I just don't think it would end well for you.
Probably not.
I could. There would be so many funny things that would come out of that, and I just can't see ESPN allowing that. Somebody was asking, how can they allow profanity on the Jordan doc? Because ESPN is not governed by the FCC. Because they're technically cable. So you can
cuss and at a certain time of night, you can say certain words and things lighten
up.
Now,
they've also, for those of you who don't want to hear that, they do have a clean version on ESPN2. So, all right, let's take a break. We're a little over. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So have you had to let the cat back in yet?
No, no. He's done for the day. Once you leave, you don't come back. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's
that's not true. If he started scratching on the door, I wouldn't have much choice but to let him back in because then be pissing me off that
way. I think
way.
Neil Young said that. Once you're gone, you don't come back.
Well, could be.
Out of the blue and into the black. While you were gone, I was telling Tyler that I had to let the wife in when she got back from work because I've been keeping the front gate locked, and I got bitched at for that. But there's too many weirds wandering around the neighborhood right now. So I just don't want to be taking any chances. But, hey, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day, it's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
You know, when we were in London, I really wanted to get up to Dublin, and maybe, when the Ronaverse ends, if I'm still alive, I'll get a chance. But there's a pub in Dublin that's 152 years old. It's 30 miles north of Dublin. And
it's just younger than you.
Actually, I'm 2 years older. But they figured out a way to get beer to thirsty consumers. They're using drones. They've launched unmanned flights for their customers stuck at home. And the nephew-in-law of the current owner has delivering basically either Heineken or a few cans of Bulmers and crisps around the area. The it does have some disadvantages. Said we had a bottle of wine and a bag of Tato crisps ready to go last night, but it didn't take off because of the wind. So they've got some deals like that. But, you know, it also shows just how desperate people are to get their beer.
And people love it.
Why not a little? Yeah. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I've got a secondary gem.
Okay.
If we've got a minute. A kayaker.
Several minutes.
Was trying to... They decided that they were going to kayak the length of the Mississippi River. So they started at the headwaters in Minnesota, and they were going all the way to Louisiana, to the Gulf. And they didn't make it out of northern Minnesota before requiring a rescue. Yeah. On Lake Winnebogoshish, a report of a kayaker who had gotten into trouble... With the weather was a mixture of wind and snow. Large waves had formed on the lake, and they helped him to the shore. The kayaker, making his way from Minnesota, Louisiana, had many necessary supplies for the trip, but failed to bring a life jacket.
Oh boy!
The kayaker was issued a citation after they were rescued. Yeah, didn't even make it out of northern Minnesota. You almost had it, buddy. Almost had it.
You know, if I'm going to get in the car, the first thing I put on is a seatbelt. If I'm getting in a kayak for a journey like that, I'm going to make sure I have a life jacket on. Just a, you know, it seems to be the first thing you would have.
Seems like a wise move.
Some bottled water, some food, and a life jacket, right?
Yeah, that's your necessities.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, at least he got, well, not even that. Didn't even get out of the lake?
No.
Oh, boy, that's too bad that that could have been a good dumbass yesterday if it had happened earlier.
Oh, yes.
281 says some quick betting tips to share. Russian hockey when unders are plus money, hitting 60%, getting plus 15.
Oh, that sounds like your kind of play, Fred.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were still playing hockey in Russia. I probably would have jumped in there and played that. It's also, it says all plus money teams on esports. I'm not playing any esports, so that's... yeah.
You're not sinking that low yet.
No, no. I've still got, like I said, I still got horses, and I'm fine. And he said, wish AJ would do the UFC spreads prediction segment. He does picks on pregame, so you can get all his picks on pregame. When will your package be up?
You know what? I the more I've looked at this, I don't even know if I'm going to post a package because I don't know how many of these fights that I'm totally in love with. So I may put out some freebies.
Jacob said for ratings, put OJ Simpson on Monday Night Football and see how many times he uses the word "kill" in the broadcast.
Man, the Raiders are killing these guys.
That I would pay to see. Yeah. Not gonna lie. But much like you, I don't think he'd last very long. When he starts talking about lopping heads off and things like that, and, you know, that guy cuts really well. Yeah. Just don't think it would fly, man.
No.
But that would be perfect. You imagine the backlash they would get for that?
Yeah, that wouldn't go well. They'd get some buzz.
Oh, God, yeah. If you like buzz for the wrong reasons, then there you go. But I'm not I wouldn't be opposed to something like that. I like trying different things. I didn't hate it when they had Rush Limbaugh on there. I know it didn't last long, but I thought the idea didn't work. Well, sometimes we learn a lot from our failures, and you learn that maybe that wasn't a good idea. I have the movie that none of us need. I don't know if you saw this, but Sylvester Stallone says he's working on Demolition Man 2.
Oh, I don't want this.
There's no reason for that, right?
That's a hard pass for me.
I mean, I thought the first movie was fun, but it's not something I need to see them do again. And I certainly don't need to see Sylvester Stallone being old.
No, I've seen enough of that, and it makes me sad. It's like watching Chuck Liddell fight. Every time Sylvester Stallone's in a movie acting like a tough guy, it feels like Chuck Liddell fighting. It's just sad.
Now, Wesley Snipes looks like he could still do action movies, and he probably still owes the IRS money. But I don't recall him surviving that film.
No, he died. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh. 281 says no way LJ would get away with it.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's really... Now, that movie was a little prophetic because people didn't have real sex and didn't have toilet paper. They used the three seashells.
That's true.
And there was a lot of social distancing. So... Yeah, maybe it's timely now, but just go back and watch the original. And, boy, I've got a lot of requests for the book. I'll promise I'll get to them tonight after dinner. I will send all of them. So for those of you who asked for it, you will get it. Just please be patient. All right, is my man Lawyer Dave called in? Okay, well, I'll give him a minute because he does know what time we're going today. But, I'm tired of remakes, but at least, I mean, that one makes no sense to me. I mean, why? That's just like when they redid Total Recall. Why?
Yeah, we didn't need
that.
Did
you ever see the remake of that?
No.
It's as awful as you think.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I wouldn't even consider watching it.
Well... I watched it one night because I'd been drinking, and I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot just to see, because the original was iconic for the time I was growing up, and it was every bit as bad as I thought it would be.
But I'm not surprised.
Getting back to Stallone, like Stallone and Arnie, I don't need to see those guys doing movies anymore, trying to be tough guys.
I don't like it. It bums me out, man. I'm telling you.
Because it's sad, especially Stallone in HD these days. Dude, not a pretty sight. Tell you what is a pretty sight is when Lawyer Dave wins your case for you. And he joins us now, and Lawyer Dave handles all kinds of accidents. And guess what? I'm looking on Twitter and seeing accident here, accident there. What's the first thing they need to do if they're in an accident, Dave?
Make sure everybody's okay in the vehicle. Take pictures of the accident scene and call Lawyer Dave at 713-626-8900.
Yeah, because those insurance companies are going to have lawyers, and frankly, you need a better lawyer. And guess what? That's what Dave does. And if you've been hurt in it, guess what? They're going to take care of you.
That's exactly right, Fred. Oftentimes, people get in accidents and they don't have the money in their pocket or an insurance plan that covers, so they can't get the medical help they need. Well, what we do for the Blitzes, we get them to the doctors that they need and the specialties that they require without any money up front out of their pocket. How about that?
Yeah, and you don't get paid a dime unless they win.
Oh, yeah, we gamble together. We win together. If on the rare chance that we lose together, too. We gamble together.
And Dave takes cases all over Texas, so if you're listening elsewhere, you're not in Houston, doesn't matter. He's going to take care of you, and it doesn't matter what kind of accident it is. He doesn't charge you a dime for your consultation. I mean, all they got to do is call you, and if you don't handle their case, you're going to put them in the right direction, right?
Absolutely right, Fred. In fact, I'll be heading out to Beaumont tomorrow for a hearing. I've got a trial in El Paso, which I don't think will go. So east, west, north, and south, any kind of an accident, anywhere, Lawyer Dave is here to help you. That's for sure.
Yeah, and even during this lockdown, if you're not getting to trial, I know you're doing some virtual trials, but you're getting a lot of settlements done, right?
Yeah, we are. We're doing depositions, mediations, hearings, Even a couple of non-jury trials, which was kind of strange, but non-jury trials by Zoom.
Well, let them know how they can get in touch with you if they've been in an accident or they just need to ask you a legal question.
Okay. You can call me at 713-626-8900, or you can tweet me at Lawyer Dave Law, or I have a website, lawyerdave.com, or get a hold of my friend Fred. He always knows how to find me.
Yeah, and a lot of people do that. You can just DM me on Twitter. You can send me an email either way, and I'll make sure I get you all that information in case you didn't get it. All right, they need a lawyer. What do?
They better dial Dave.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.